There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
This is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. Well, first of all, let me just say happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. I'm hoping that you're having a good day, even if you are in the frozen tundra and that you probably will die just walking out to your car to get it started. I totally understand that right now it's cold out there. That's all I'm going to say. It's very, very cold. And if you just even like touch your door handle and you're not wearing gloves, say goodbye to your hand. I mean, it's that cold out there right now. And I don't know. I've heard rumors that it's going to get warmer. This is a time of year that I think a lot of us, especially Minnesotans, believe that it will never get warmer and that this is some sort of trick that we're going to be facing for the rest of time of this blizzard, not even blizzardry. It's just frozen. It's just cold, and that's going to stay with us forever. And then, you know, around August, it kind of defrosts. So, you know, there's always something to look forward to. So if you haven't done so, please make sure that you wish your loved ones a happy Valentine's Day, especially if they're not in the state. If they're not in the state, make sure that you send them a note, making sure that you tell them how much you love them, because, you know, they just need to know. And I hope that they understand that when they hear this. So today I am going to be all by myself. And why that is because I wanted to spend an hour talking with everybody about the paranormal. My brand of paranormal, what does paranormal mean to me, doing a proper investigation, playing some evidence, talking about the places that I've been to, telling some stories, but this is also interactive. So I just want to make sure, first of all, if you have any questions about anything that I say, because I know this stuff well enough that I might gloss over certain details, that you know, feel free to call in, email, put a comment in the Facebook that is basically saying, hey, you kind of glossed over that. What does this mean? What do you mean by this? Or if you had an experience that you want to talk about, please, by all means, you know, call in, let me know. Let me know if you're part of a paranormal team. I may know you. I may know your team. You know, let me know your thoughts. If you're not a part of a paranormal team, but you've had experiences, you know, please, once again, call in. Let's have a conversation. And if, you know, this works out well, you know, if you're all not bored by the end of this, we could certainly do this again. And I'm very excited to be able to talk a little bit about what I do, because I've been having a lot of people on here since I started this show in October, and we find out what they do. And I wanted to, you know, I was kind of feeling a little left out here. I wanted to kind of let everyone know what's going on my side of the paranormal, because I'm doing a show about it. It's nice to be able to talk about it. And so, like I said, everyone, if you want to call in and give me ask a question or do whatever else, you can call in. You can talk to me live on the air. We talk about the paranormal. My number is 952-946-6205. I should say the station's number. It's not my number. I'm not giving that out. Once again, it's 952-946-6205. You can email us a comment. You can email comment at am950radio.com. That's comment at am950radio.com. You can also watch me live in studio right now. I am on facebook.com/am950radio. I am also on the Paranormal United Network 2, doing live streaming through there. For those of you who are watching me through that, thank you very much. And thank you very much, Paranormal United Network. They are a network that does paranormal programming. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but why don't you go over to Facebook and give that a like? There's two of them, Paranormal United Network and Paranormal United Network 2. And, you know, you know, share the love. If especially if you are wondering about what it's like to do and be a part of paranormal, but all you've seen are the TV shows, there's a lot of difference there. And that place, Paranormal United Network, is a great way to kind of see what it's really like. So I just wanted to kind of start with just talking a little bit about how I myself got into the paranormal, because, you know, you'll listen to a lot of people. You know, I have a lot of people on my show, and they'll always say, you know, I had some experience when I was really young, or I've had these gifts that's been with me for a very long time. And I wish I could say that that's how it happened for me. But I'm a guy who really enjoys the gadgets that they use on the shows. And, you know, it's not only used on the shows, but that's what got me into it, was watching, looking at some of these gadgets. And I thought, well, you know, if it's really true, watching these shows and you could pick up some of these devices and you can get some kind of response in real time, then I'm interested in this. Because my very first, like, remembrance of watching a paranormal TV show was before this big boom of paranormal shows were on, when Ghost Hunters hit the airwaves on Sci-Fi Channel. Before that happened, there were these shows were few and far between. And I remember there was one episode where one of the investigators, and this isn't Ghost Hunters, it's some other show I caught and on TV, and it was basically this team thinks that they can get some sort of spirit activity if they bury one of their members, if they bury him in a coffin, like literally bury him, put him in the ground and put dirt back over him, and that he would somehow get some sort of like communication from spirit. What ended up happening to this guy was simply the because they had a camera with him down there, and the dirt made the coffin he was in kind of collapse in on it. So he's now buried, literally buried alive. And I thought, oh, you know, this really is stupid. I'm not interested in this. And then I jump forward a number of years later, and I'm watching some shows, and they're using the equipment that I use today. And I'm going to go through that equipment in a little bit. But it's not entirely true that I never had any paranormal experiences when I was younger. In fact, one that had stayed with me my entire life. And in fact, I had to ask my mom years and years and years later, was this even true? Was when my grandmother passed away. And I think everyone who has a close relative that passes away, whether you realize it or not, probably has a paranormal story attached to it in some way of them coming back and communicating with you somehow. My grandmother had passed away when I was 4. And I remember after the funeral, and I don't mean like the moment we got home from it or anything, but, you know, just maybe a couple days or something, we were all in like the living room of the family house, and all of a sudden this waft of rose scent goes through the room. It just comes in and comes out. It just like moves through the room, this very, very, very sweet smell of roses. You know, just like and you know why it's so relevant is because I was just at a funeral. That's the smell of a funeral home. And I said to Mom when I was 4 years old, like, what was that? And she goes, that was Grandma. You know, just without it skipping a beat, that was Grandma. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's incredible. And it stayed with me my entire life. When I went and asked her years later, was this real? Did I imagine this? She's like, no, this happened. So you have these moments. And apparently when I was at my grandmother's coffin, you know, at the wake, I was having this conversation with her. I don't remember this, you know, that I've had other family members tell me this. Like I said, I was 4. I barely knew anything, let alone that I was talking to, you know, someone in a coffin, I guess. But it was really a very strange situation, and that has kept with me for some time. And you know, when we go through the rest of this hour, there's other experiences that I've had that, you know, now being somebody who is an intuitive, meaning that I can pick up energy, I can pick up situations, and like of if there's spirit around or anything like that, I don't need the devices for that. I you know, it's very interesting to now be able to actually take that and go somewhere with it, opposed to just being like, oh, that's a waft of rose smell, and I don't know what that's all about. So yeah, there is some there's some interesting things, and so getting into the paranormal for me was something that I didn't want to go into because the TV shows love to kind of focus on fear. They love to focus on evil energy. They love to focus on people getting scared. My way of doing paranormal investigating and just reaching out to spirit is simply one of respect and one of I believe, you know, I talk to people and they're like, oh, I don't want to hear from such and such because it's scary. My side of it is it's absolutely beautiful. It's a very beautiful gift if you get a loved one to reach out to you after they've passed away. It's something that, you know, you just – yes, there's nothing wrong with not being sure how to accept this moment of a spirit talking to you. But don't be frightened of it, especially if it's a loved one. Be able to enjoy that moment because we don't know how difficult it is for a spirit to reach out to us. When I'm talking, I have a piece of equipment and I'm holding it up to the camera for those on the Facebook Live. It is a K2, and if you see, it's going off right now. I could see it in the reflection of the window I'm looking at. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about what these equipment do, and I have a couple of them on here. And what does that mean? Because it's very interesting, and the fact that it just went off when I was talking about spirit communication, I find very interesting in itself. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the equipment. We're going to place some evidence. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining us. Today, the topic is about paranormal, as it normally is. But normally, I have a guest, and today is really just about me. I wanted to talk about my beliefs in the paranormal, what I do, how I use equipment, all that good stuff. It's something I want to do for a while, and I wanted to kind of let people know a little bit more about me in terms of my way of doing things. But this doesn't need to be just about me. Remember, folks, you can call in and ask a question or share something that happened to you. I'm more than happy to do that. We are taking calls at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You can leave a comment in many of the Facebook live feeds that we have going on right now, including the Paranormal United Network 2, which is I'm streaming there, as well as the AM 950 radio Facebook page, which there's people there right now also. And of course, you can send an email. You can send it to comment@am950radio.com. Now, where we left off, I wanted to talk a little bit about the equipment that I use. And some people might think, well, this stuff is like, you know, it's like witchcraft but with batteries or something. And, you know, that's always something that I totally respect anyone who's a skeptic. I even amongst paranormal investigators, just because we might be all looking to communicate with spirits and ghosts, it doesn't mean that we all agree on how we do it. And I think that's a big part of what we do is be able to understand that not everyone's going to want to do things the same way, use the same equipment. And so when I'm using it, it doesn't mean that everyone uses it. And some of the stuff that I do use, I do wonder, you know, does this stuff really work? Because some of the stuff you get off of it is kind of strange. You know, one thing I'm doing, I'm holding up for anyone who is watching. I have a K2 in my hand, and basically what this is, it picks up electromagnetic energy, meaning if anything is around, it's picking up something. Now, I see it going off right now. So what it's telling me is because I'm in a room I'm in a studio. There's a lot of electricity all around here. It's less likely to be spirit and more likely to be because I am, you know, around there's something probably in the air right now that is causing it to go off that is not spirit. That would be my guess. And one way you could always check is if you like, you know, if this is spirit, can you light this up all the way? You know, can you light this device up to like yellow, which is the light that's in the middle of the K2? And if it were to do that, then you'd be like, oh, we might have something here. But asking spirit to do so and nothing's happening really, really lends me to believe that there's some kind of electronic pulse that's happening that comes through this room. You know, like I said, I'm in a radio studio right now, so quite frankly, it could be anything. And I, you know, that's the thing about being a paranormal investigator is to know when it's not spirit, you know, and be okay to back off on, even if you think it might be in the first place, to be okay that it may not be what you think it is. And what you're ending up having to do is be like, yep, nope, I'm a good investigator, and I can see that I made a misdiagnosis. I was wrong about what this was. This is actually, in fact, you know, this room is full of energy of like from the computers and the microphones and the lights and everything. It's not spirit. Another thing I have that I'm holding up right now is called an ovilus. And the ovilus is a device that has a bank of words in it. And the belief is that spirit will pick the words that they want to try to connect with you and have it come through this ovilus, you know, and it comes through on the screen that I'm pointing to right now. And, you know, this is a very frustrating piece of equipment because it will say stuff like currently it says hockey, enjoy, harmonic, and you're like, well, what on earth does this have to do with spirit and what does it have to do with anything, quite frankly? But it was about 6 years ago today that I was on the Azusa Mountain outside of Los Angeles, California, and I was with my friend Roger. It was early, early morning because we were there the entire night, and I had this device, Ovilus, on, and three words came through it after investigating out there all night, and it was harvest, heart, and day. And you're like, well, what does that mean? And right away, we're like, well, heart and day means Valentine's Day. Cool. And then like, well, what does harvest mean? We're in the middle of a mountain. We're on a mountain, this massive, massive mountain. What does this possibly mean? Well, then I look and I used to always wear when I did paranormal investigating, I used to wear a hoodie that and from a production company. And the production company's name was on the hoodie. And that said harvest. So harvest was from my hoodie. And then heart day was Valentine's Day, which it, what it was, which was really cool. Another thing that will always stay with me when it comes to using the ovilus was in 2019, September of 2019, when my mom had passed. And we were waiting for her to pass. She was very ill. We were waiting for her to pass away. She was in a coma, basically. It was horrible. It was about a week and a half of going to the hospice every day. And her she hadn't improved at all. And – or we didn't expect her to improve. She hadn't passed. And it was getting very frustrating because she was suffering. We were watching her suffer, and there's nothing worse than that. And I remember the drive home. My dad had passed about 4 years earlier, and I'm driving home, and I'm yelling at my dad, you know, yelling in the air to my dad, like, why don't you release her? Why don't you come pick her up? She, you know, this is not how she would want to be seen. This is not how she wanted to go, and just was really kind of venting out all this energy. I was so upset. And when I got home, I turned on my ovilus, and I just said, Dad, I'm sorry, but I'm just really upset. You know, I'm talking to spirit, right? The ovilus comes up with two words, and it just said heard and release, which I took that as he heard me and she's going to be released. And it was that was around 10 p.m. that night. 1 a.m. that morning, I get a call from my sister saying that mom had passed away. And it's certainly one of those moments that I will never forget. And, you know, sometimes the ovilus will say a lot of stuff, but that night there's only two words that came through, heard and release. And I, you know, everyone can certainly have their own thing to, you know, believe in. And you don't have to believe when I said, but that resonated to me and I believe that very much. And that was something that I will never forget, and it still gives me chills to this day. You know, and that's – you know, people talk about the scary side of paranormal. To me, this is the beautiful side of it. This is the part of it that – you know, you're helping people. Spirit was helping me. My dad – and I believe my dad came through to help me, to talk to me about what made – you know, what was going to happen, help me out. And I wanted him to help mom out, and he did. And it made, you know, all the difference in the world. The next piece of equipment is what I'm going to be talking about in the next segment. And we're going to play some – sound clips from it. I'm going to talk about it. It's my favorite piece, and it's called the Spirit Box. And you've heard me talk about it before. And we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Spirit Box. We're going to play some evidence from it, and hopefully we'll hear from you. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostbox, you can see me do a live Spirit Box session as I try to reach your loved ones. And we're going to talk about here in a second what a Spirit Box is, because I keep saying it and, you know, we've never really talked about it. And that's what this segment is all about. And, you know, as I mentioned these places, but also once again, I would really recommend anyone who's interested in this paranormal programming, please go to Paranormal United Network and like their page. There's two of them, Paranormal United Network, Paranormal United Network 2, which is what I'm on right now. Check it out, and there's a lot of people who have shows on there that talk about all aspects of the paranormal, and that's what I absolutely love. And remember, we have Anne on here once a month, and she does her one question readings. She does those weekly on there, as well as her own Tarot by Anne Facebook page. So yes, please check that out. Once again, folks, if you have any questions or want to just talk paranormal, you have an experience that you want to share, you can call me at 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. You can leave a comment in any of the Facebook chats and live streams we have going on right now, including AM 950 and Paranormal United Network 2, as well as sending an email comment at am950radio.com. Speaking of radio, I'm holding in my hand right now a device that I call the Spirit Box. This is what got me into the paranormal. And what this is basically is a radio. And you know how you do a scan on the radio that gets through all of the airwaves that doesn't have a station and will stop at a station? You know, and you keep hitting that scan, it'll keep doing that. Well, these radios have that scanning taken out of it. So it just completely scans and never stops at a radio station. And so you're doing that. And the one I have, this is a mass-produced one. And depending on who you talk to, it's either great or not great. You know how that goes. You can change the speed of the scan. And so you're going through radio frequencies very, 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 very quickly. You're not on them for seconds. You're on there for milliseconds per each you know, frequency. Going down, if you're on the FM dial, you're looking at like 88.5 to 107.9. You're scanning up and down, and you know, you're creating energy. You're giving spirit a reason and a way to communicate. And the belief using the Spirit Box is that you can do conversations or talk to them live, and you can get them back. You can get hearing them back, and it's really very difficult to get your head around in some cases, because it seems so bizarre that something like that could even work. But I believe it does, and the people who watch my Sunday night show Ghost Box Live, they think it does, because what we do is I sit here and I just run the Spirit Box, and I try to reach out to the people who are watching, their loved ones. I try to reach out to people who, you know, any spirit that wants to talk to us. And so, for example, I did it Tuesday night, and somebody asked me, can you reach out to my grandma, DeLima? And that's not a normal name by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't mean that disparagingly. It's just it's a very unique name. You're not going to hear it on the radio. Say that you get radio seeping through on it. And we heard DeLima's name come through. It brought this woman looking to hear from her grandma to her knees. It's pretty incredible. And I want to play some stuff here real fast. And I'm going to try to explain as best as I can what this is and what you're about to hear. These are snippets that I've taken from investigations. And what will happen is I'll do a full investigation and I'll have the spirit box going. I'll record it. You always want to record everything. I'm holding up my hand right now, a little Sony digital recorder. It is believed that when you're using the spirit box, you only hear about 10% of what's really being said when you listen to it live. You got to go back. You got to listen to the recordings. And I played this one actually before, and I really like it. I'm going to play it again. It's from when my friend Robert and I, we investigated the Morris Jamel Mansion in New York City. And we actually had Dave Schrader and from the Holzer Files on because he did investigation there also. And I wanted to talk to him. I'm a big fan. And I played this for him, and what had happened was that when we were there at this old mansion that George Washington used as his headquarters during the American Revolution for about 3 months, and that has no bearing on what we're going to hear, but at the same time, it goes to show that this place was around before 1776. And Robert had a hard time at this place because something was kind of getting his attention. And we were outside of this place, and he's walking around, and it just felt like that some things were kind of getting him, which is not unusual for people, when you're at a highly haunted location. And I didn't think I got anything that whole trip. I thought this was a real bummer that I wasn't getting anything. And then I went and listened to the recordings, and I normally we'd be like, here, listen to this and tell us what you hear. We don't have time for that. I'm going to tell you what I believe this is going to be. It does skew it. I'm not going to lie, but I do want to just kind of keep things moving here. So what you're going to hear is three words on this recording, and it basically just says, "Go home, Robert." And that is, to me, an amazing piece of evidence. And Patrick, when we play this, I didn't mention this to you. Is it possible to play it three times in a row? Okay. So, Patrick, let's do number 12, please.
Go. Go.
Go. So, I mean, I don't know how well it plays through the radio. It sounded good to me, but I'm so used to some of these recordings that you might – and it's fair if you're just like, I didn't hear anything. That's quite all right. And what happens is what you're hearing is white noise. That's what all – and you're going all that kind of syncopated – frequency. That's the frequencies you're going through. And so to be able to get full words, anything that's over one syllable coming through, I find that to be extremely interesting. And that's the stuff that I really love. And what we call that is an intelligent response, meaning that it's relevant to what we're doing. When I talked about this ovalis thing and that it says hockey on it, to me it's not relevant. I don't know anything why that would show up on the screen. Here I have a recording about a friend of mine, his name is coming through, and he's had a tough time in this place already with some spirit stuff. They don't want him there, it seems like. And so hearing a recording that says, "Go home, Robert," it seems very, very viable. And that's where I get very excited about some of this stuff. I wanted to switch gears here, and I want to talk about an investigation, a very last-minute investigation that we did, my friend Freddie and I. I used to work with him at the agency I work with, and we went fly fishing one weekend, but we ended up we met somebody at a bar. It sounds very seedy. It isn't as seedy as it sounds. It just so happened she heard that we're paranormal investigators, and she's just like, you don't know how you would be so scared to come to my place, and you'd be scared after 5 minutes. And we're like, yeah, let's do it. And after a lot of talking back and forth, how that sort of thing goes, we got a bunch of people together. so that it's safe for both sides, and went to her house and started doing some investigation and stuff. And so I want to play a piece that says my friend Freddie's name. There's one of two pieces I'm going to have that plays Freddie's name. Note, you'll hear his name. We're all going to get excited. One of them swears, and I beep that out. But listen after the beep, because there's one other thing that we didn't pick up until years later. Patrick, why don't we play number 14, please?
The other guy in here is named Freddie. Could you please say Freddie's name to validate that you are listening to us? The other guy in here is named Freddie. Could you please say Freddie's name to validate that you are listening to us? The other guy in here is named Freddie. Could you please say Freddie's name to validate that you are listening to us?
So what you are hearing after this, and I'm going to – if you're sick of this soundbite, I'm going to play it one more time when I'm done here, just because after the beep, you hear a girl say cool. And I think what happens is I think whoever this spirit was, she was really excited by how excited everyone got when Freddie's name came through. I mean, I remember being there because I think they're all just kind of looking like, what are you doing, Greg, with this box? You know, you're looking, you know, silly. And then like, can we hear Freddie's name? And you get it. So Patrick, why don't we play that one more time just so that people can focus on after the beep and you hear the girl say cool.
The other guy in here is named Freddie. Could you please say Freddie's name to validate that you are listening to us?
So it gives me goosebumps. I love it. I absolutely love that. I love that night. That was so much fun. And we got Freddie's name again, and it's very quick, but it's much more profound than what we heard in that last clip. The last clip, it's like, yeah, it's there, but it's not as crystal clear as we want it. In this clip, it's very, very clear. So why don't we play Patrick number 29, please?
Freddie.
Like I said, it's quick, and sometimes that's what it's like, but honestly, it is pretty incredible. This next one, and why don't we play this one only twice? It's not a spirit box piece of evidence. What happens here is that we're upstairs, and I shut off the device. We're all hearing voices downstairs. You can hear a dog bark. But if you listen carefully, you can hear someone talking downstairs. There's only people in the house were upstairs where we were. There were four of us. Downstairs, you're hearing mumbling of some kind. It may not come through on the radio that well, but we thought we'd give it a shot. This is one of my favorite pieces. So, Patrick, why don't we play number 16, please?
I hear voices. I'm hearing voices.
Hello?
I hear voices. I'm hearing voices.
Hello?
Shannon, who is the voice, the girl, like, hello? You know, she was so loud the whole night. And it's just so funny. You could tell that she was kind of shaken. She's just like, hello? And that always makes me laugh when I hear that. We're going to take a break. We're going to take our final break here. What we're going to do, we're going to come back. I have a few more pieces of evidence I want to play. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And join us next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken as we do our first episode about ufology. What do we know about sightings and what can we learn from them? Our guest will be Erica Lukes. And if you have – if you've seen any shows on the subject of UFOs, you've probably seen her being interviewed. And next week, we're going to have a fun conversation. And also, if you've ever had an encounter with a UFO, please tell us about it because that's pretty cool. And Erica is very down to earth, no pun intended. And I think that she's going to be able to have a very strong and logical opinion on a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about. I've had her on my past radio shows, and she's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully you will too. We're going to finish off this last segment talking about more spirit box evidence. Hopefully it's coming through all right for people. I mean, it's one of those things that I'm so close to it. I just feel like everyone should hear what I hear, and I know that's not true. I really enjoy sharing this, and I'm hoping that some of you are enjoying it. I hope all of you are enjoying it, but what do I know? We're going to move on to a place that's called the Villisca Axe Murder House, and it's a fun, cheery name like that. It's going to be a fun time. And not to be facetious, though, about it, it's actually the site of 8 murders that happened one night in 1912, June of 1912, by a man who, as the story goes, had been hiding in the attic of a house while a family and a couple friends of the girls of the house went off to a church service, and they came back, went to bed, and this murderer came out and he axed them all, and they don't know how this ended. And actually, I'm going to be doing an episode of the podcast True Ghost Stories in March that I detail my entire investigation of being on Villisca very early in my paranormal career, which really shows what happens when you're not too smart about a couple things. But we got some stuff there that I want to play that I've always found to be very very interesting. The first one, we were up in the parents' bedroom, and we were trying to talk to spirit, any spirits there. And this place is known for having dark, dark energy, not necessarily what murdered that family, but what other people brought in through investigating the place over years and years and years. And it's just stuck there. And so we were doing some stuff, and I felt like that we wanted to know who we're talking to. I keep asking for a name. I keep asking, can someone give me your name, please? And what you're going to hear is you're going to hear Spirit Box go, you're going to hear my name. You're going to hear me say my name. I'm going to say, you know my name. What's your name? And you're going to hear at the very end of the clip someone say Satan, okay? So – Patrick, why don't we play that one just twice? And that's number 15. Let's go for that.
Greg? What?
You hear my name?
You said my name. What is your name?
Greg? What?
You hear my name?
You said my name. What is your name?
So, first of all, let me just say, I know it's not Satan, okay? It's going to be somebody who's trying to scare us. I mean, that's what the whole night was spirit trying to scare us. I do not believe that was who it said it was. And that's common for spirits to try to, scare. If you're in dark situations, and that was a dark situation, 95% of the time, it's not dark like that. Especially you got to pick and choose where you're going to. It's kind of a choose your own adventure. You got to know what you're getting into before you do a paranormal investigation. You got to be very careful. And maybe an upcoming show, we could talk what that means. That was very dark, and that was a scary place because that was one of the few places I actually got what they call a spirit attachment, meaning that something left with me and oppressed me for months and months afterwards. And we'll talk about that. Also at Villisca, we got this soundbite. And this soundbite is you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear it a couple times. And a voice comes through very clearly and says, six people killed. And you'll hear me repeat it in this, and it's very chilling. What's odd about this is that 8 people were killed at Villisca, not 6. It could be that the Moore family who owned the house, they were 6 people. Maybe they're talking exclusively about them and not the 2 young girls that stayed over as friends of the house. So, Patrick, why don't we play just twice, number 63, please.
We're still looking for a name. Give us a name. Six people killed. That's what this just said.
What? 6 people killed?
Killed. We're still looking for a name. Give us a name. Six people killed. That's what this just said.
What? 6 people killed?
Killed.
I can hear myself getting sick to my stomach repeating that. I remember that very vividly, just how this I could feel something coming up my throat because I was just getting sick, just the thought that that's what we're hearing at this place. It's – and, you know, maybe we can talk more at some point about some of the dark, dark places. You know, that – you know, generally go to the light, but sometimes there's some stuff that's not great. We're going to have one more, and we'll just play this twice because we're running out of time. This was at a Masonic lodge, and we asked how many spirits in the room, and you're going to hear 3 different answers, and it keeps going down in numbers, which I find very interesting. Patrick, why don't we finish with number 69, please?
As of now, how many spirits are still in this room with us? May I get a number, please?
Yeah.
2?
1?
As of now, how many spirits are still in this room with us? May I get a number, please?
Yeah.
2?
So that's 10, 2, and 1. It's pretty crazy. And that's what I love about this. And if you like this, let me know. Let me know if you like this kind of show because I'd love to come back. I have hours and hours and hours of Spirit Box responses, and I love sharing it, and I love kind of looking through these again. So please – please consider that, and we can do more of these at some point. So – that's it for this week. Join us next week. We're going to talk ufology. We're going to have on Erica Lukes as we, you know, talk about aliens and all that good stuff. But please send me feedback if you liked what you heard tonight, and we will talk more about that. Patrick, thank you very much for running everything today. Really appreciate it. This is Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Everyone, have a great week and take care.